Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at some devotions regarding the family. We're going to do something a little differently this week. We're going to go through Psalm 118. This week, we're going to be focusing on Psalm 118, and we're going to use it as a guide to prayer, specifically how parents can pray for their children. So if you know of other parents who want to pray for their children or need guidance in that, then forward this Devo to them or help, and go show them where to sign up. If you're a grandparent, send it to your kids. Again, we're going to use Psalm 118, God's Word, to help us learn how to pray for our kids. Psalm 118:1 says this, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Now, I want to think about this for a second. Our children are not a planned product. Now, sure, parents may determine when they'd like to have children, but let's face it, that doesn't always happen. Life comes into existence as a gift from God. Our son or daughter was not a mistake. Never call our children a mistake or an oops or a surprise. Never were they a surprise to God. Children are a great gift from Him. He is sovereign, and He has ordained every day of their life, according to Psalm 119:16. So, a parent's prayer should always begin with thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Heavenly Father, thank You. Name your children, your child or your children or your grandchildren. Just put their names in here. Thank You for these children. I acknowledge them as gifts from Your gracious hand. They've been in Your thoughts and Your plans from eternity past. You've never been out. They have never been out of Your all-knowing mind. The psalmist says that You made them in the secret place. You knit them together. You saw their unformed bodies, never taking Your eyes off their development and growth. You are good and You are gracious. I praise You that You love them with an enduring love. I pray that Your great love will draw them to Yourself and keep them there. I'll love them throughout my life, but one day I'll be gone. There are times when I don't think anyone could love, name your child or your children. I don't think anyone could love them more than me, right? But Your love will never leave them. Thank You for loving them more than I ever could imagine. Thank You for loving them so much that You sent Your Son to bear their sin in His body on the cross. Thank You that through Jesus, You will love them throughout eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.